is for What's Universe Time. Stay tuned for Daybreak Africa coming up after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Lori London reporting. President Donald Trump has concluded his participation in a NATO summit in Brussels and is now on his way to Sicily for further consultations with his world counterparts. Trump is scheduled to participate in 2 days of talks in Taormina, Italy, with the leaders of the group of seven leading industrial nations. They are the U.S., Britain, Canada, France, Germany, Italy, and Japan. In Brussels, though, he scolded NATO members for not paying their fair share and stressed the importance of fighting terrorism.
All people who cherish life must unite in finding, exposing, and removing these killers and extremists.
Trump is scheduled to return to Washington late Saturday. A moment of silence was held in Manchester Thursday morning for the victims of this week's bombing, just moments after a concert by American pop singer Ariana Grande. Residents gathered in a large circle in the city's St. Anne's Square with heads bowed before a makeshift memorial of flowers, balloons, and candles dedicated to the 22 people killed.
We need to now come together instead of looking for the things that divide us. What actually, we've all got similar, you know, qualities that bring us together. We're all mums, dads, we want a free society. And we've got such a wonderful country here. That's why I don't understand why these people have done what they've done.
Also Thursday, Queen Elizabeth went to the Royal Manchester Children's Hospital to visit some of the 64 people who were injured. Many of the victims were young children. Eight men are now in custody in connection with Monday's suicide bombing. You're listening to VOA.